I picked up a car rental pamphlet and acted like I was studying it. That depends on what you mean by regular. She pinched the points of her collar and cleared her throat again.
It's, hard to say exactly, but was there anything strange about that hotel? I can't get it out of my mind.
Her eyes were earnest and lovely, just as I'd remembered. She blushed again. I guess I don't know what you mean, but I'm sure it will take a little time to talk about. We can't very well do it here. You seem like you're pretty busy. She looked over at the other receptionists at the front desk, then bit her lower lip slightly. After a moment's hesitation, she spoke up.
Okay, could you meet me after I get off work?
What time is that?
I finish at 8, but we can't meet near here. Hotel rules. It's got to be somewhere far away from here.
You name the place. I don't care how far, I'll be there. She thought a bit more, then scribbled the name of a place and drew me a map.
I'll be there at 8:30.
I pocketed the sheet of paper. Now it was her turn to look at me.
I hope you don't think I'm strange. This is the first time I've done something like this. I've never broken the rules before. But this time, I don't know what else to do. I'll explain everything to you later.
No, I don't think you're strange. Don't worry, I said. I'm not so bad a guy. I may not be the most likable person in the world, but I try not to upset people. She twirled her pen again, not quite sure how to take that. Then she smiled vaguely and pushed up the bridge of her glasses.
Well, then, later,
she said, and gave me a businesslike bow before returning to her station at the front desk. Charming, if a little insecure. I went up.